1-800-875-5437.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you're just tuning in, you can tell this isn't Paul's voice, and it's his youngest son, Patrick, again. And last week, I promised you that my father would be back this week, but unfortunately, he lost his voice on the trip. So he's unable to actually go today. So he called me yesterday, and you know, for the first time in 28 years, he's called out of work with a cold. I don't know if the streak can be beaten again. I think Cal Ripken couldn't even have done this like this. My father is very sorry, but he will be back next week. He was supposed to be at Scenic Roots Garden Center in East Sandwich, Massachusetts. They're right off of Route 6A. They're in number 349, Route 6A. He wanted to pass along his sincerest apologies to you guys down there. He wanted to be there, but he will be there again this summer to see you guys. If you guys want to get some information down in the Cape, go to Scenic Roots website. It's sandwichagway.com. It's a great little site. I've been going through it during the breaks here, and they have a lot of good links on it and telling you about what they have in their area, the different plants that they grow, the different plants for the seashore, a lot of different things. I found it very interesting. So take a look at their website. Take a look. If you want, even give them a call and ask them some questions. The phone number for them is 508-888-0044. Again, this is Scenic Roots Nursery, where my father should have been today, but like I said, he's feeling under the weather, and he lost his voice. He will be back next week. My mother and I have stricken him to bed rest and said get well, lots of fluids, etc. I have talked to him this morning. Well, I did all the talking. He kind of said a few words here and there because of his voice. He is sorry that he can't be here, but he wishes everybody the best this week, and he'll talk to you guys next week. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's get right into the phones. Who's up first?
First up, we've got Richard from Mass with a question about plum trees.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I got a couple of plum trees and a nectarine tree. I got a ton of fruit on it, and they're smaller than a golf ball, turning red and falling off.
Okay, are you noticing anything on the leaves at all?
I pruned them, I turned them around, I sprayed them with a copper and a sulfur. And the leaves,
okay.
I put the spikes down. I got the back chips around them. I hit them hard with water all the time, except last night. Mother Nature did it, you know.
Yeah, you didn't have to hit it hard yesterday.
Yeah, but they're a ton of fruit on them, but I don't know.
Now, are you noticing, is the fruit falling off? Is it when you look at the fruit, if it's on the ground there, has it started to rot at all, or is it just the full piece of fruit on there?
It's been a full piece of fruit falling off. Oh, you just touch them, they fall off. Right now, though, there's a slime on them, pretty good slime.
Okay.
A white slime.
Okay, now one of the things I want you to do is you're not going to do it today. I think I saw the blue sky for about 5 minutes, about 20 minutes ago, and then it went away. That might be the last time we see it until Friday, because we're going to see rain. So once the rain is done, I want you to spray it with a fungicide that you can do, especially with something fruiting. You want to use a copper fungicide, which is a organic way to do it, or you could be using the fruit tree spray. It comes in a concentrate. You'll need to spray all over the plant.
I've done that. I've also done that. I sprayed the fruit.
One of the things too that could be is you're seeing that blue, browning, the rust on there. One of the things with a fruit tree spray is they actually, if you open up the back of the plastic there, they'll actually tell you when to be spraying it.
Yeah.
And it's something you need to start early with, and where you start with the green tip is when you first spray.
Yes.
Then the pre-bloom.
Yeah.
And then the full color, then when the petals follow the color, the first cover and the second cover.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a long period of doing that. If that's not working, then a couple things that could be is you could have some chipmunks going in there and knocking some stuff off. Unless I don't know if I heard you say it was you barely touch them and they fall.
Yes.
You barely touch them.
Right. I don't know.
Now,
I don't know if the tree got too much fruit on it. They're loaded.
Sometimes what will happen is some fruit will drop because it does have so much that it's on there. One of the things I would do is you said you put the spikes in the ground. I'm assuming that's like the fertilizer spikes.
Yes.
I personally... this is just me saying this, and I know a few people like this. I don't like using the fertilizer spikes themselves. I like to give it more of an all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10. The reason why I don't like using the spikes, they are easy to use. You just, hammer them in there. The thing about them is some of those have a 50% binding agent in there, so there's not as much fertilizer as I would like, personally.
I
always like to go with a granular form, like a 10-10-10. And you can still do that now in there. Okay, and one of the things you could do too is you might maybe prune back a little bit of the plant, get rid of some of the crossing branches, get rid of some of the branches that are leaning on each other. That way you can allow the plant, the sun to get in there and to the plant to focus and become stronger around everything on the entire plant. So there's a couple things you could do there to work on that. I mean, you said you've already done the fruit tree spray.
Yeah.
I've
done the 10-10-10 back when, and I cut it out so that the air can get through there and breathe. I cut it back. Cut them all back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
I think one of the things that could be happening is, this year is the season started so early, and in the warm and then the cold and then the warm then the cold and the warm then the cold, etc. And we had late frosts, not as late as possible, but later frosts that could have weakened the tree a little bit.
I got you.
So I would definitely suggest maybe trying to put some 10-10-10 in it this year, just to give it a little bit more, because the season really, in our area it usually starts middle of April. The season this year started the beginning of March.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the plants, they didn't get everything that they needed, so they were a little weak. So I would definitely try and, give it a little bit more fertilizer. And, don't do any other type sprays because you've already been doing this fruit tree spray. I want you to go too crazy and putting all these, products all over the plant. But if you can clean it up a little bit, take off some of the branches, I know you've already done it. Maybe you could do a little bit more, and that could help you this year. And we thank you for the phone call, Richard. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judith from Mass with a question about oak tree.
Judith, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, good morning, Pat. Our neighbor's tree, they're seasonal. They're not always down here, the neighbors. And there's a big oak tree. It's actually a beautiful tree right next to our property. And for some reason, all the leaves are falling off. It's in full bloom, and, it, you know, it looks great. But when you stand under the tree and look at the leaves, they're kind of like sad-looking and droopy. And they just keep falling off. My husband's going to have to go out and rake when it dries up a little bit this morning. And it's been going on for the past, well, since it started, came into bloom.
Now,
so I'm just wondering what's wrong with the tree. Is there something wrong with it or whatever?
On those leaves, are you noticing, are they being eaten?
No.
Are there holes in them?
I don't think so. I could go out and take a look. I don't remember seeing any little eaten things being eaten on it, no.
Okay. And are basically all the leaves falling off, or is it just a, you know, the majority, or is it like half the leaves?
It's like a bunch every day. I mean, it's a beautiful tree. I'm out here looking at it now. It's a big tree, and it's in full bloom, but there's just constantly leaves falling off, and it never did this before.
Okay. What I'm going to have to do, Judith, I have to go to break real quick. I am going to let you know what to do right after the break and give you a little bit of information. So stay by your radio, and I'll give you some more information. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug populations is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This year, spare your trees and shrubs from Japanese beetles before the damage starts. Protect them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding in one easy step. Just mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your trees and shrubs are protected, roots to top. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup. Twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub. Half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Judith about an oak. Her neighbor's tree was starting to lose its leaves, you know, a handful at a time. It's almost looking like fall. One of the things that has happened in the past, and I'm not saying this right now because it's kind of funny because it's been raining, is oak leaves will actually lose... Their oak trees will lose their leaves because of drought situations, and they'll lose them early because of it. It will do no damage to the tree itself. It's due to the drought. But right now we're having some rain, and we've had some rain in the past, and we shouldn't be really in a drought as bad. But another thing that could have happened this year is because of the warm weather that we had, the leaves started coming out, and it didn't have enough time to harden off before we got some cold. And then it got, you know, what was happening was the weather was getting warm, then cold, then warm, then cold, then warm, then cold. I said it earlier, we had some days in March where it was like 70, and then at night it would be in the 30s. So that could have done some damage to the oak leaves and not allowing them to harden off, and the cambium tissue that protects the plant and keeps it on the tree, to allow it to stay on the tree for long periods of time. And what's happening now is the plant has been doing this and trying to keep it on there as long as it can, and it's just starting to fall off. It's having it fall off now isn't as a bad thing. It might actually try to refoliate. If you wanted to, you could help the neighbor's tree by fertilizing it a little bit. But an oak tree that big, it's almost like you would have to get a professional in to do a deep fertilizer. Deep root fertilization, so it could be a little bit too much for you, but the tree isn't dying. One thing you could do too is if you can reach some of the branching, the outside branching, not the actual trunk, scratch the bark a little bit, see if you see some green on there. If you see some green, the tree's okay, and like I said, it's just prematurely dropping its leaves because of the issues we've had in the spring with the warm and cold weather. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Patrick Parent here. When you plant this year's vegetable garden or flower beds, use OMRI-listed black gold garden compost. What makes this compost ideal for adding organic matter to your garden soil is that it is OMRI listed, so you know it's truly organic. All gardeners now have a truly organic product to choose from with Black Gold. Available at local garden centers, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. All right, the phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Mass with a question about holly.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, you, I hope you can. I have a large 8-foot-tall holly bush. I think it's Japanese. The lower branches are dead, and what I've noticed is it's turning black, and there is a white scale on the leaves and also the stem. So yesterday what I did was I got tree and shrub with Systemax, and I put that at the roots of the shrub. I also sprayed it with neem, and I don't know if I can save it or not. Is there anything else that I should do?
Well, one of the things you have on there is you obviously have a scale on there, and what's happening is the black is sooty mold. That's the excrement from the scale itself going onto the leaves. One of the things you can do is you could actually, to kill the scale that's on there, one of the things I would do is use a horticultural oil, all seasons oil from Bonite
is
a great neem, product to spray on.
Is neem
on
horticultural?
Neem is a neem oil, but it's not the oil that I would use for this one. I would use the horticultural oil or an all-seasons oil. That's something I would put on the plant. So you're going to spray that down on there, and what's going to end up happening is I would actually wait until Friday to do this, because it's going to rain for the next couple days. So anything that you put on now is actually just going to fall right off of it, and it's going to wash off of it. The sooty mold, actually, you can actually wipe that away with your fingers to get rid of it.
Well, like
off
I said,
the plant. So it is one thing that you could do there. But the scale is forming that sooty mold, and so we want to get rid of the scale, and by doing that, you're going to want to use the horticultural oil. We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A couple callers ago, we were talking with Judith about the oaks dropping their leaves. One other thing to think about, I was thinking about this and talking with a colleague of mine during the break, was if there was any construction done around the trees, moving like a road around it, heavy machinery around the tree itself, the compaction of the soil could actually affect it as well. So if that is something that happened, in that area that's really compact, you're going to want to use some pelletized gypsum to break down the soil that they've compacted to allow the nutrients to go where it needs to go. Just another thought, just keep in mind. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from South Carolina with a question about bayonets.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Thank you so much. I listen to you faithfully every week for years. I hope your dad gets well quickly.
He should be. It's just the voice. He feels good. It's just he can't speak as well.
Oh, it must be rough. I know.
A lot of talking that he did on his tours.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. It was the strangest thing because I know he's got to talk like crazy and explain everything, right?
Yes, definitely. So that's
a lot of talking.
One of the things he ran into.
Yeah. This might be minor to most people, but when I moved in this little house in Anderson, South Carolina, near Spartanburg and Greenville, just to let you know where I'm at, somebody had planted, and I didn't even notice when I moved in the back of the yard, it has bayonets. Is that what you call them, with the sharp needles? You know?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they were all in a row. I guess people put them there in order for people not to jump over the fence, maybe, as protection. I don't know, but it's just in one, that one area all the way across. I've had to, I'm disabled. I can't go digging or doing anything. I wish I could garden. But anyway, I can't. But I can't, nobody can seems to know how to get rid of those bayonets. They grow up like wildfire, and they spread. And I have a little chihuahuas, and I worry because one doesn't have good eyesight and could run right, or any, either of them could run right into it, and it would go right through them. They're sharp as a tack. And I wondered, is there any way that we could kill those bayonets? Even I've had people dig and they still come up or spread. I have no idea. I've called everywhere, not to bother you, but I thought maybe I better call you and see what we could do to get rid of these bayonets. They're growing like, you know, they grow fast. And if I cut the tips, it doesn't matter.
Have you tried spraying anything on these at all?
Ever? No, because I don't know what to do. I don't care about the lawn in the back. You know, it's all kind of not much grass from having all the oak trees. I had them cut down, but it's still not a lot of grass. So, I mean, I'm not fussy. Whatever we could use that's not dangerous to the dogs. They don't go back there very often, but if there's a cat in the yard or something and they chase something, or whatever it could be, they'd go right into it. And
I understand what you're saying. One of the things I'd like you to try out is there's a product out there. I mean, everybody's heard of Roundup. The active ingredient in it is called glyphosate.
Uh-huh.
What I want you to do is there's a couple products out there, and in South Carolina, you might be able to get either of these two products, a product called Kilzol from Fertiloom, or Clean Up, and Clean Up's with a K. And both of those products have about 41% of glyphosate, whereas if you were to buy like a regular bottle of Roundup, it usually has about 4 to 6% of the active ingredient. So we're talking, you know, depending upon how much it is, it's almost like it could be about 8 to 10 times the strength. So what I want you to do is spray the area with those. And what that is it's a weed killer. If you don't care about the lawn that's underneath it, you just spray everything you can all over it. Okay? And one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to see some initial dieback. What I want you to do is cut that back if you can, or have somebody cut it back for you. Once they've cut it back, and I'm talking like right after it's cut back, I want you to spray this product again, right on the open wounds of the plants. Because what's going to end up happening is it's an open wound, so it's trying to callus and create that callus over to protect it. But if you spray this cleanup, it's going to go right into its system and go through the rest of the plant itself and kill it. These products, like I said, the products Cleanup with a K, it's Kleenup. Or Kilzol. Either one of those products are great to use in there. The 41% glyphosate. As far as protecting the dogs from, you know, that product, I'd keep them away from there for a couple days if you could. You know, once it sprays on there, it dries up. It's usually gone within, you know, 6 to 8 hours from being on the tips, and the dog shouldn't worry. I have a dog that, you know, likes to go wherever she wants, and I would keep her away from there for 24 hours just to be safe. You know, my dog's like my child, so I like to make sure she's safe. So I'd always say like 24 hours. But those are the couple products you could use. And we thank you for the phone call, Nancy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Maine with a question about grapevines.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. Great program, Patrick.
Thank you.
I just got turned on to you, and I've got a question about some grapevines. I've got half a dozen grapevines that are growing incredibly, but it's not bearing any fruit. It did the same thing last year. Any suggestions?
Well, grapes do take a little bit longer to produce the fruit than most of than all your fruiting trees and shrubs. So it can take up to a couple years for it to actually get some of the most of the fruit that you want on it. Okay. Have you fertilized at all in the past couple years? Have you done anything like that to them?
Yeah, I have. I've used that Osmocote.
Okay.
I was told from the nursery to use that and some blood meal.
Okay.
Is that
one of the things I would do, you know, those are great products to use for it, and you know, you can still use those. What I would do is I would throw some 10-10-10 in there, give it a little bit of a boost in all the areas that you would fertilize it with. Osmocote's a slow release, so it's over time. It's giving it fertilizer, so it's not giving it, like, the great boost right away.
Okay.
The blend meal does have some nutrients into it, so it is helping. But the 10-10-10 will give it a little bit extra of all the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium that the plant's looking for.
Is this in a liquid form?
This is in a granular form.
Okay.
So what you want to do is on each of the grape plants, you want to do it by each plant. You don't want to do it by, like, you know, a row of it. What you'll do is you read the instructions on it. It'll tell you for this size plant, and it would depend on how big your plant is, it'll tell you how much to use. It's usually about a cup per every couple feet of the plant.
Oh, okay.
A cup's about a pound, okay? And so what you want to use is you go to the drip edge of the grapevine. So what the drip edge of the grapevine is wide as the plant is where the drip line is, and that's where you're going to make some holes in the ground around the shrubs. And you're going to take the fertilizer, the amount that it tells you, and put it in the four holes. You know, break up. Say it tells you to use 4 pounds. You make four holes, and you put a pound in each of the holes and cover it up and water the whole thing in. It depends on how big the plant is. A bag of 10-10-10 fertilizer, a 40-pound bag is going to run you probably like $20 to $25, maybe a little bit more, but it's not... It's not too bad, but it's going to give you a little bit of boost into that plant and allow it to have some more nutrients just to allow it to get going a little bit more and say, hey, I like what you're doing. I'm going to give you a little bit more, so you give me a little bit more. kind of help it out there, you know what I mean?
Great, yeah. May I ask you another question?
Go right ahead, Joe.
I just picked up half a dozen fruit trees. And some plums and peaches. And I know we're having rain over the next several days. Is it okay to throw them in the ground just the same?
Yeah, it's a perfect time to be planting out there.
I'm sorry?
It's a perfect time to be planting with those out there, as long as you're not stepping over a lot of other items. One of the things that will happen is you'll put it in there. The ground's going to be moist and wet. And it's going to the soil is actually... going to compact around it and allow the soil to fill in the air pockets a little bit easier, so you're not going to have to compact the soil as much. I'd go out there today, get them in the ground, and allow the next few days to water in them. You're not going to have to worry about them for the first week of watering, you know, maybe even the first couple weeks of watering. So today would be a perfect day to put them out there.
Oh, great.
Alrighty.
Thanks so much, Patrick. Hey.
And you have a great day, Joe, and thank you for the phone call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. In 1868, the Blue Seal brand was created when H.K. Webster started making feed in a small New England town on the banks of Merrimack River. Featuring only superior quality ingredients, Webster's horse feed supported a lifestyle that was part livelihood and part a way of life. That tradition endures to this day. More than 140 years later, the Blue Seal brand is part of a family-owned company that continues to honor and maintain the same commitment to innovation, quality, and the craftsmanship that went into the very first bag of feed. It continues to support a country lifestyle and customers who value authentic, rewarding connections that come from caring for animals. Connections to family, to the land, and to our past. Like our customers, the maker of Blue Seal Feeds understands that raising animals is an act of passion. This passion translates to responsibility, companionship, tradition, and ultimately a spirit that is a real tribute to our heritage. We will continue to work with pride and with purpose to support and promote this way of life. Visit the website at www.blueSealStores.com. Again, www.blueSealStores.com. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. I got a climbing hydrangea that's in the ground 4 years. Done everything I can do, what I think I did, but it will not flower. What am I doing wrong, or what do I need to do?
All right, what have you done
so far? Well, I was told to use 10-10-10. We did that. I've used the hydrangea, another hydrangea stuff I bought for hydrangeas fertilizer.
Okay.
It's perfectly green. It's enormous. I mean, it's like six feet wide. Got plenty of new growth at the very end, but it won't flower.
All right, Joe, here's what I'm going to do. I got to go to break real quick. When I get back, hang tight to your radio, and I'll give you a little bit more information and a couple things that you can do to make it a little bit more successful here. Phone number here is 855-660-4261.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hi, Ashton Ritchie from Scotts here with homeowner Brad Oakley. What you writing there, Brad?
An apology note to my neighbor.
Oh, what happened?
Dandelions happened, all over my lawn. Now those fluffy white seeds are blowing all over my neighbor's lawn.
Well, dandelions are trouble. They don't just look bad, they also steal essential nutrients from your lawn. Luckily, they're Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2.
That'll stop the dandelions?
Absolutely. It's formulated to kill dandelions and other tough weeds. And unlike bargain brands, it has no filler. So every single granule delivers 100% food and weed-killing power.
Sounds like a surefire way to kill those dandelions.
It is. And since Turf Builder also feeds your grass, you'll get a thicker, greener Turf Builder lawn.
Great. But what about my neighbor?
I'd pick up a bag for him, too. With dandelions popping up, this weekend is the perfect time to put down a bag of Scotts Turf Builder Plus 2. This is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. Paul will be back next week. He lost his voice this week, so taking over for him for the day. Next hour and 8 minutes, I'll be here to help you guys out. My father did want to pass along his sincerest apologies to Scenic Roots Nursery in East Sandwich, Massachusetts. He was supposed to be there doing a live broadcast today. So go down there, say hello to everybody there. And they're in East Sandwich off of Route 6A. He will be there this summer at some point, guys. And again, he is sorry that he couldn't make it down there. Before the break, we were talking with Joe about his hydrangeas. He had put some... he has had them in there for 4 years. They're looking great. They got great green foliage. They're doing well. He's put 10-10-10, some other hydrangea fertilizer, and it's just not working. Something's just not happening. A couple things, Joe, we can do. What I would do is, on parts of it, maybe just do a little bit of trimming back, cut it back a little bit and shock it a little bit. Cut it back by a third. It hasn't flowered this year, so you're not going to affect any flowers for this year. Cut it back by a little bit. And at the same time, do the 10-10-10 again. They actually say with the hydrangea, you can do it a couple times during the year. You can do it in the spring. Then you can wait about 6 to 8 weeks, do a 10-10-10 again. And then if you wanted to, depending upon how hot it is, you can do it again, another 10-10-10 fertilizer in the middle of the summer. And you could even do it in the fall. That could be one of the things that's happening to it. It could be just the, you know, this year it could have been ready to do the flowering for you. It could have taken a couple of years to get established to push out some plants for you, some flowers for you. But this beginning of the year could have really affected the some of the buds on it. The winter that we had could have dried out some of the buds. and done this to you for next year. So it could have, last year's, the winter could have affected this year's flowering. So just take a look at it. One of the things you could do is just, you'll be able to tell where some buds are for next year. Take a look at it and see what you can do. Maybe try to protect them this winter. Give it a little bit of covering, etc. But, you know, the fertilizing, you're just going to have to try it a couple more times this year and try and cut it back a little bit to give it a little bit more. We thank you for the phone call, Joe. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about compost.
Joe, you are finalizing the trifecta of Joes I've talked to, so what can we help you with?
Good morning, Pat. Good show. I like your show. Pat, I've got two composters that I've been working since last year, and they're doing well as far as the dirt is concerned. I've got nice black soil in there that I've been putting around my garden, and now I'm putting down a little more in volume in a bigger garden, and I'm noticing I'm getting a lot of little bugs in there. Somebody identified them as sawworms, fleshy little white bugs with legs on each side, probably a quarter of an inch long. And I'm really getting worried that it's going to affect my garden and they're going to start eating the plants or something.
Now, are you getting them in the compost bins themselves or when you put it out?
Yes, exactly. When I shoveled the dirt out of the composter, they were all in the, when I put it in the wheelbarrow, I saw quite a few of them in there.
Okay, one of the things it could be is, you know, it. You might not. It, is it a spinning compost or is it a composter that you turn yourself?
Well, both. I have two. I have a sitting composter that's open on the bottom that I put some large worms in there last year, and then okay. I have another spinning composter too.
Now, is it happening in both of them?
Hard to say. More in the one that's sitting, that's open on the bottom.
Okay, the one that's just sitting.
Yeah.
And the one that spit that you mix that spins a little bit more is not having it?
I don't think so. I didn't see any in there, but I did mix it all together. So I
okay,
think
one
it's
of the things
the
I would
one that's sitting with the open bottom.
One of the things that you might want to do is mix that if it's happening on the one that you're not mixing as much as just sit, you know, maybe
right.
That's a little bit to it. One of the things you could do is you could use a product from Boni called 8. You could use the garden granules. There's the newer product out there that will work on that, which you can put in vegetable gardens as well. You can sprinkle that all around it, or you could use the liquid form to spray all over it.
Put it in the composter itself?
After you've put it out, there some of the granules you could mix into the composter just to, you know, for the one that has it the most and try and kill some of those ones in there.
Okay, but then I put it in the garden also?
When you put it in the garden, you have ones that are out there. I'd spray it with some of the 8 product. It's a lawn and garden product. All right? We thank you for the phone call, Joe. The phone number 855-660-4261.